I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
George Floyd, 46 years of age, now dead. What we know is that he had an unfortunate encounter with police in Minneapolis. The mayor of the city has come out with very forceful words, saying what he saw was horrific, horrible. Literally, George Floyd said, "I can't breathe." Those officers have now been fired pending an FBI investigation. I have on the show to talk about this in more detail Dr. Cedric Alexander, former DeKalb County Public Safety Director and also the past president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Officials and contributor extraordinaire CNN, MSNBC, you know it. My friend Cedric, Dr. Alexander, how are you?
Good morning, Rashad. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. Let's get right into it. What did you see on this video as a law enforcement executive?
Well, I saw what everybody saw. And what we observed on that video, you don't have to be a police officer or a law enforcement official to realize that what we saw was criminal behavior. It's nothing but downright criminal behavior. And to choke a man out who pleads for his life, and at one point even calls out for his mama, who is deceased, yeah. I understand, that is a sad, sad video that we saw. But the egregious act of just hate that we saw that those particular police officers employed was reckless. I think the American people, all people, have a disdain for it, and we cannot do this. You know, Rashad, I'm retired now, and I've had a wonderful career in and out of law enforcement over the past 40 years. And I've served in a lot of positions, chief two police departments in this country, and done a number of different things. And I've had to respond to officers at times who went beyond what they should have. But I have never seen nothing egregious as this. It reminds us all so much of the Eric Garner case. And we cannot, the American people, are just not going to stand by and watch this kind of behavior being acted out by some of our law enforcement officials. And, you know, I've had hundreds and thousands of police officers to work with me and for me over the years. And there are a lot of great officers that are out there, officers who will say something, officers who will stop this kind of behavior. But those four guys on this particular day, them being fired is not enough. That DA in that city of Minneapolis don't need to wait on an FBI investigation.
That's right.
He need to take it upon themselves right now to look at the evidence that's being presented and has been presented and make a move and charge these guys right now with whatever state statute they find to be appropriate, whether it's murder, whether it's manslaughter, whatever it may happen to be. But they need to be charged. That is reckless. For me, as a law enforcement, a former law enforcement official, and to the thousands of other good men and women out there that at this very moment in your community and my community who are trying to do a good job, they got to overcome what they just what we all just experienced, because now many of them will get painted by the same brush. But I can assure the public, Richie, that there are many men and women out there who are serving in your community and mine who hate what they saw. And I've heard from hundreds of police officers, white, black, blue, and green from across this country, who just hate what they saw, and they despise it, and I despise it, and nobody deserves to be treated that way under any set of circumstances, and particularly over some force instrument.
Yeah, let's talk about, on the other side of the break, what the penalty could be potentially for the officers. And let's also discuss the FBI's investigation, because according to the police chief, there is an FBI investigation. I don't see why it's necessary when the local jurisdiction is well within its authority as a competent jurisdiction to investigate and charge. We'll talk about that, Dr. Alexander, on the other side. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richie Morning Show. Former DeKalb County Public Safety Director and former president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Officials, executives, Cedric Alexander, Dr. Cedric Alexander. You've seen him often on CNN and MSNBC as a contributor, and he has had an amazing career as a law enforcement executive and official. He's on the show talking about the latest death, George Floyd, 46 years of age. This took place in Minnesota. Dr. Alexander, let me ask you about charges. If this happened, let's say in the state of Georgia, what charges could you see would possibly fit these cops?
Well, what's happening in the state of Minnesota right now is that you have a state law enforcement agency that is doing the investigation. That would be equivalent to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. They will conduct an investigation, gather evidence. They will, of course, make whatever recommendations that they make. But alongside that, you will also, or you should have, the DA's office there in Hennepin County, in Minneapolis, that's conducting an investigation as well. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Rashard. I think to the average person, and certain to me, this is not a long, drawn-out case. This is pretty much straightforward. And you have witnesses. You have clear and very revealing video that's there on the scene. We watched for 8 minutes this man die in front of us with a knee on his neck, begging to breathe, and a police officer with his hand in his pocket and three others just walking around looking stupid. So what we have here shouldn't be a long, drawn-out case. What we have here is hopefully they will do the same job that we saw the GBI do down in Georgia, there in Brunswick, Georgia, in the Albury case, which I've been following. And I'm going to tell you something. GBI did a tremendous job. 36 hours. Yeah. They go in, they gather the evidence, they put it together, and arrests were made. And hopefully they will do the same thing there in Minneapolis. Certainly a different case, certainly a different set of circumstances, but we're talking about murder. And we're talking about evidence that we all can see and witness for ourselves. And hopefully that will be the case there. Now, as it relates to the FBI, they will do a separate investigation that will center around civil rights violations in which they could possibly bring charges to a federal attorney in regards to civil rights violations. But hopefully, for that community and for this country to begin to heal, is that these investigations are not long drawn out full of a bunch of excuses, but they go straight to the point of it. It's fair, it's open, it's transparent, and it's clear. And based on evidence I think we've all seen across this country, people in the community are not stupid. They're smart people. They know what they see. And it's clear and it's evident. And Bim Crump said it once, I'll never forget. What's the point of having video if we're going to refute it? And there's a lot of truth to that.
Let me ask you, and I agree, let me ask you about conversations that take place off record, okay? And this is me asking you to give us a glimpse into executive law enforcement. Would it be odd or abnormal for a police executive in Minneapolis to call the DA or call the state investigator and say, listen, I really need you to look into this closely because what I see here is a murder? Just a phone conversation. Is that abnormal, or would you say that's probably the norm?
Here's the conversation that would probably typically take place. That police chief probably will be in conversation with that DA's office or that other state investigative branch, because they have to all work collaboratively together in terms of sharing information and ensuring in terms of sharing whatever evidence that they may have. But if I put myself in that position, Rashad, as a former public safety director, what I would encourage from that DA's office and from that state investigative unit is that I would work with them, turn over to them anything and everything that they're asking for in support of that investigation so that it is open and transparent. But I would also encourage, particularly under this set of circumstances we just saw in Minneapolis, I would encourage and would hope and would make it very clear, this don't need to be a long, drawn-out investigation of hesitation. Be fair in your evaluation of it. Be transparent in your evaluation of it. And I think, Rashad, at the end of the day, what's going to be concluded is what is very clear to all of us, because people are tired of waiting for months and months and months in long drawn out investigations. What people want to see is, yes, an investigation done in fairness to everyone that's involved. But when it's as clear as evident at what we just saw in Minneapolis, let's move this thing along the same way that it was clear and evident in the Albury case there in Brunswick, Georgia. The facts are what the facts are. You can't change it. What we see is what we see. And what we saw yesterday was a straight-up murder that occurred in that city in front of millions of people now around this globe who have witnessed it. And you can't justify it. You can't rationalize it. You can't do anything but call it what it is. It was a horrible crime that should have never taken place, and we've seen it happen too many times before. And yes, there are shootings that are controversial. For me as a chief, I've been involved in shootings that are controversial. But at the end of the day, what I've done, Rashad, I've turned it over to state law enforcement, as I did when I was there in DeKalb, and I let them conduct a fair outside investigation, and it concluded what it concluded. But in this case, the conclusion appears to be very evident and very clear, but it has to be an investigation. That is proper protocol, because we are a nation of law, but it is clear to the American people that something there that happened yesterday, what happened yesterday, that was a murder that happened right in front of us.
Dr. Alexander, I appreciate your time on the show today. Wise words, very insightful, very insightful. How can people follow you on social media, connect with you?
I'm up on social media. Myself and Joy Jackson from CNN. We do a Facebook Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. You can catch us on Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitter. That's every Sunday at 3 p.m. We're going to dedicate some time to this case here on Sunday coming, the 31st. You can also, I'm up on Twitter at Alex, C-A-L-E-X, underscore law. And just hit me up. I'm on Facebook. And let's get together and chop it up sometime. Richie, next time I'm down in Atlanta when things calm down. Man.
Hey, man, listen, anytime, brother. It's always good to see you. You are my friend and mentor in the game, and I'm thankful, brother, for your stance. And I want to make sure everybody check out your op-ed on CNN.com. And you write often for CNN.com, always insightful. Thank you, Doc.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon, brother.
Talk to you soon. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.